Hello, and welcome to the Mac ReviewCast, episode number 3, 5-16-05. Thank you very much for downloading us.
From the beautiful Pacific Northwest, SurfBits.com proudly presents the Mac ReviewCast. We'll look at all the great software, hardware, websites, and companies that make using a Mac something special. Now, please welcome the producer of SurfBits, Tim Verporten.
Hello again, and thank you for downloading and listening to the third episode of the Mac ReviewCast. I'm Tim from SurfBits, and we're here to bring you the best in Mac software, hardware, and websites. Now, I want to thank all of you that sent email with feedback and suggestions. You know, just one of the kind remarks I receive makes doing this podcast worthwhile. So I appreciate that very much. Now, keep the feedback and suggestions coming. You can write me at surfbits@gmail.com. Well, let's get into our podcast. Since my daughter took our eMac to school with her, I only have the tie book here at the house. And when I wanted to listen to music, I used the headphones. The internet internal speakers for the PowerBook are okay for podcast or spoken words, but they're not the quality I want to listen to music with. And I needed something that worked with the TieBook, so I went back to the company I trusted with my iPod, Altic Lansing. They've got a great new pair of USB speakers called the XT1s. Now, they use 4 full-range micro drivers and bass enhancement technology to give me a great sound for such a small and portable set of stereo speakers. Because it's USB powered, there's no need for a power supply and no batteries to forget. Plug it into your USB port, press play, and you'll be listening to the best portable sound that you've ever heard from a laptop. Pack it up in its deluxe carrying case, and you're ready for your next trip. Now, I've taken several pictures of my XT1s and placed them on the surfbits.smugmug.com gallery. And you'll see what I mean when I talk about compact and easy to travel with. Let's look at some of the features on these Altic Lansing XT1s. First of all, they're slim and portable design. They're flat-paneled, shielded satellites with removable stands that can pack up easily and go anywhere. And as I said, they're USB powered, which connects easily to laptops and desktops via a retractable USB cable, so there's no power supply needed. They create big sounds for laptops with 4 specially engineered full-range micro drivers with aluminum cones that smoothly deliver a full spectrum of signal accuracy. They have quality bass with bass-enhanced technology that creates bass without a subwoofer. The deluxe carrying case has a compartment bag included for all your traveling conveniences. Built-in controls include power on and off and volume, and an auxiliary input jack which connects 2 different audio sources, your laptop and your iPod, for example, at the same time. Now, I was really impressed with all the connections that came with the XT1s. They'll work with any Apple laptop, and my daughter likes them for her eMac too. They gave me good solid sound for my music, or when I throw on a DVD and watch a movie, and they pack up well for easily traveling. They retail at $129.95, and I recommend them for anyone with an iBook or a PowerBook. You can find them at www.alticlansing.com, and I'm sure you'll be happy with them. Now on to something a little different. If you remember last week, I mentioned that OmniGroup's OmniGraffo Pro 3.0 is on my top 10 Mac software list. I was asked via email what the rest of my top 10 list was, and I decided that I'd feature one or two of them each podcast until you have all 10 of them. Then we can discuss your favorites that I might have forgotten on the list. So let's look at another of my top 10 favorite Mac programs right now. It's Circus Pony's Notebook 2.0. What is Notebook exactly? That's a hard question to answer because its only limitations are those of your imagination. It's first and foremost a powerful outlining and organizational program. But you can import photos, images, film, sound, URLs, and much more to create notebooks full of personal notes, business outlines, family memories, and anything you can let yourself imagine. First, let's look at Circus Ponies and who they are. Now, Circus Pony Software was founded in 2003 to create productivity apps that showcase the richness of the Mac OS X platform. The company's mission is to make software that surprises and delights users with its beauty and usefulness. The company is based in San Francisco, California, and the founders share a passion for user interface design and inner application integration. They met at Next Computer Incorporated in the early 1990s. Jason Adams is the chief architect and code poet, as he likes to call himself, and vice president of technology for the company. Known throughout the OS X and Java communities for his elegant architectures and implementations, he provides technical direction for all product development. Now, Elizabeth Statmore is the company's vice president of marketing and sales. She manages all demand creation, outbound communication, user group programs, and sales activities at Circus Pony. They are both very accessible and are in the website forums daily to answer questions and take suggestions. Now, Notebook is a free-form database at heart. Therefore, it uses those capabilities to index all your entries automatically to allow you to search for anything you've entered into your notebook. Now, if you have the latest version, it's Tiger compatible, and as for Spotlight and Tiger, Notebook auto-installs the plugin at launch and asks Spotlight to index all your notebooks. Let's look at more of the program details. Notebook creates documents called notebooks. It comes complete with pages, binders, and tabs. Now you can change the appearance to anything that suits you. Each page in the notebook is an outline, and the outline contains cells that you can click open and be presented with any text, photos, files, or images you want to store in that cell. The cell also contains attributes such as the creation date and the change date, keywords, stickers, and highlighting. And you can copy other information from your Mac to your cells by clipping that information into a cell. Notebook automatically creates a text index with all the words you enter in it. Click on a word in the index and you'll see where those words or numbers or keywords are located. Insert a media frame into a cell, and then when you add a picture or an image or video or soundbite, Notebook gives you a special place to handle them within the cell. And this allows you to add borders to photos or drop shadows, and even scale your media. You have the option to export your notebook to HTML and upload them to your .Mac account or FTP them to your own domain. Now, there's so much more you can use Notebook for in your day-to-day life. Only your imagination can limit you. You can purchase Notebook for $49.95 or $29.95 with a student discount. It's an easy-to-use and imaginative piece of elegant software. That's why Circus Pony's Notebook 2.0 is in my top 10 Mac programs list. Now, since we're on a roll, let's take a look at another program that makes it to my top 10 Mac software list. Now, it's not there because it's so unique. In fact, there's several other companies that make a program similar to this one. But it's in my top 10 list because it's the best at what it does. NetNewsWire from Ranchero Software is, in my opinion, the best Mac news reader out there. If you want an easy-to-use Atom or RSS news reader for Mac OS X, just grab NetNewsWire. Now, it comes in a light version that's free, but we'll talk about the new release 2.0 full version in this episode. First things first. A news reader is a program that gathers news and headlines from your favorite websites. Then it lets you see them as a listing. Then, if you're interested, you can click the headline and you can visit the website from within the newsreader. The websites are opened in tabs, just like Safari, and NetNewsWire will remember the tabs when you reopen it again. You can search your news items with a standard Apple search widget, just as in Mail or other applications. NetNewsWire automatically downloads podcasts and enclosures. It sends podcasts to iTunes with your choice of genre or playlist. Here are some of the more of the features that Ranchero lists for NetNewsWire. It has smart playlists, which allow you to gather news from all your feeds based on your criteria. It's like a smart list playlist in iTunes, only for news instead of music. Now, it has flagged items that allow you to mark items that you want to keep, or stories or articles you want to keep, and they stay forever or until you mark them as unflagged. You can keep your subscriptions, news item status, and even browser tabs synchronized between two or more computers. And if you use blog lines, you can sync your blog lines feeds with NetNewsWire for the best of both worlds. You have a rich desktop client and an accessible anywhere server. Now you can make special subscriptions that display results for search engines like Yahoo, Feedster, and Daypop, or from keyword searches at Delicious, Flickr, or Technorati. And it easily keeps up with topics that interest you. Add date, subject, and creator columns to the headline list and sort on these columns. You can change the fonts in the subscriptions and headlines lists. You can turn on or off the unread count in the doc, download files, and much more. I also use NetNewsWire with Ranchero's Mars Edit to quickly post to any of the blogs I write, or Geek News Central or Locker Gnome, which I contribute stories to. NetNewsWire is one of the apps that I launch when I boot up my Apple, and it never gets closed. I use it for my podcast feeder, and it saves me so much time checking websites and news and sports headlines. I have forum threads with RSS feeds that I read with NetNewsWire, and even follow my favorite photo galleries in SmugMug and Flickr with it. NetNewsWire is simply the best in my opinion, and that's why it has a place in my top 10. Finally, I wanted to spend a moment and tell you about a website that every GarageBand user needs to know about. It's called iCompositions and can be found at www.icomposition.com. The membership is free, and you'll have access to over 500 free loops for GarageBand, and you'll have QuickTime demos of using GarageBand and getting the most out of it. You can also download the GarageBand chapters from two well-known O'Reilly books. Now, iComposition gives you a place to upload and share loops you've created or mixes you've created in GarageBand. You also have access to Mug Radio, which is a streaming 24/7 online radio station dedicated to showcasing Macintosh users' original compositions from GarageBand. There's a tools section that is the ultimate source for GarageBand add-ons. And as I've said before, if you use GarageBand, you really need to visit iCompositions and take advantage of what they have to offer. It's another Mac website to bookmark. Now that'll do it for us for this week, and we'll be back again next week with more software, hardware, and websites for the Mac lover. Please remember to visit our website at www.macreviewcast.com and click on the link to vote for us on Podcast Alley. Also stop in at surfbits.smugmug.com to see the screen captures and the photos of the items we talked about on this episode. And until next week, thank you very much for downloading, and please tell a friend about the Mac Review Cast.